The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Welcome to the show. We're just going to get right into it with Chris's question.
Sure.
Just jump right in. All right, here's my question for the day. If you had to have a third ear, where would you put it? So if you know, you're just sitting here and someone's like, there's nothing you can do about it, we're giving you a third ear, where would you like it placed?
Third ear. Armpit.
Why?
Do you need it? Is it going to mess up your... Does your equilibrium get split into thirds?
What a waste. If you're going to be a freak, at least have it like I'd put it on the back of my head.
The back's probably...
I was thinking,
so like I hear stuff behind me.
The base of my neck or something like that.
Yeah.
Like certainly not near my butt.
The base of... No, not at all.
It's not a nose.
I'd miss out on like a lot of parts of TV shows and stuff.
The base of your neck. Have you ever tried on a shirt when they've put the stupid ink thing or whatever at the back of the collar?
Nice. Yeah, that would...
My God.
You have really to adjust the behavior no matter where you put it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like if it was on the back of your head, it'd be tough getting baseball hats over it and stuff.
Like if you were a spy, you might want to have it like on your hand or something.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Put it around corners.
Yeah, hand would be kind of fun, too.
Hey, how big is it? Is it the same size as my regular ear?
Regular ear. Yeah, it's not like a mini ear. Like it's your ear. I have mine are huge, so I only have a couple places it would fit on my back.
Yeah. Could you put it?
We're pretty well designed with just the two ears.
Yeah.
So the third one is a problem.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Back of the head. Back of the hand? No, then we get caught on stuff.
Yeah. Trying to put on gloves.
Oh my God. Yeah,
annoying.
Or like just
your chest.
Behind. Yeah, the chest, but then you'd hear your shirt.
That's about you get used to that probably though after. No.
Maybe just slightly behind another ear.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then you just look like thick ear. Like we know a guy who was born with one ear.
Yeah, we do.
And then he had surgery as a child and they took bones from his ribs.
Yeah.
And made it and skin from his bum.
Okay.
And made him another ear. But he was
not really an ear though. Let's get real.
No, but if you just in passing, you're not going to go, whoa. But when you really stare at it, the problem was he's a very, very hairsuit guy.
It's a hairy.
And so
very
the part
hairy.
Of skin that they took from him.
From his ass. Sucks.
Hairy ass.
Hairy. So he has this this non-hold hairy.
Lump.
Lump.
Oh. Group of lumps on the side of
but
his
it
head.
Looks, it looks.
It's shaped like an ear.
But like maintaining like the hair on it. Like I have one lone hair that grows out of my left ear. And it's like blonde or maybe it's white. I don't know.
Mm.
But like it won't be there. And then a day later, it'll be like an inch long.
A quick sprouter.
Yeah.
Oh, I have wicked hairy ear. Like and fuzzy ears, like around the edge of my ear.
Everyone has like little fuzzy ears. But no, this is a long
No,
one.
This is like.
Like when the sun's behind me, I look like a Venus flytrap. Yeah, there's some trimming involved.
Yeah. Can I deny the ear, the third ear?
I mean, it's not a good one. A third eye would be much better than a third ear, I think.
That you'd put at the back of your head.
Yeah, you put that back of your head. But you'd have to like
trim
shut off two eyes and close one so you could focus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't look into not like a whale. I don't how do whales' brains do that? Because they have the eyes on the total opposite side of their head.
They can sleep. They can close one eye and sleep that side of their brain.
Oh, is that what they can do?
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty cool.
It is. I didn't know that.
Like, imagine you going like this right now and getting some rest. No, but getting rest. I know, but actually getting rest on the one side of your head.
On a daily basis. Like, I've seen you do it.
Yeah, but you're not going to rest the one side of your brain. You're still going to be awake.
Well, I guess you would be resting it a little because you're sending less information,
right? Right there. Seen that.
I know, but I'm not. The side of my brain hasn't fallen asleep like a whale.
All right. Anyways,
anyway, now you can keep your ear.
I don't want one. I don't want a third
keep
ear.
Keep your ear.
Unless I could just keep it as a spare in case something happens to one of the two I have.
Like in a jar?
Keep it
like
in your junk drawer with your teeth.
With your teeth.
It would be great if you could just have a drawer with body parts. Exchange.
Yeah. When you break your finger. Right.
I just like, can I get a new face? is there a better face than that drawer?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Don't tickle statues. That's the headline. Jamie, you saw a story you wanted to discuss with us today?
Yeah, well, people get mad, right? Oh, Canada sucks and this and that. Well, in Russia, an influencer
could receive 10 months hard labor and five years in jail.
Yeah, she got
sentenced to 10 months hard labor. Could have seen 5 years behind bars for posting a video of her tickling the breast of a statue in Volgograd, Russia, which used to be Stalingrad, which it's a war statue. And if you know anything about World War II, quite the battle.
Yes.
Stalingrad.
Quite, like, quite a few lives lost.
And just treacherous conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, Instagram's banned in Russia. And she posted the video to her stories showing the statue, the distance, and she wiggles her finger in front of its boob.
Oh, so it doesn't even really tickle, like just tickle it, like virtually tickle it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like where you put your, and I'm going to squeeze the moon.
10 months in
hard labor.
Hard labor.
Wow.
Oh, she's not going to do that again.
No. Well, yeah, I'm glad we don't.
She was on the most wanted list of Russia.
For mock tickling the breast of the statue.
And she had fled to Sri Lanka.
Oh, wow. And they still got her.
And they brought her back.
My goodness. That's quite the tale.
Yeah.
For air tickling a statue.
Very offensive, though, I guess.
Now, you should show respect to all
of
those, all those types
of things. But 10 months hard labor seems.
Wow.
I guess they felt they were being lenient if it could have been 5 years, right?
Yeah, we're letting you off easy. What? What do you mean we're letting you off easy?
Yeah. No gulag.
No gulag. This isn't easy.
It's hard labor.
That makes me nervous because there's a picture that I have. It wasn't in Russia. It was but I don't know what the rules are. I was at a resort in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
In, I think, Dominican. And there's a statue of Neptune, the sea god.
Right.
But he's half fish, half man.
Uh-huh.
And he's like leaned back with his arm out. And his arm perfectly fit on my shoulder.
Well, I think that's probably okay.
You weren't mocking
also, Neptune, the sea god, not real.
No, I wasn't like as if we were enjoying.
Oh, you're facing the other way.
Yeah, I was facing away from him. I was looking off into the distance.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
There's a picture of that floating around. Could you imagine if I did that in Russia?
Oh, you'd be killed.
Oh, you'd be killed.
Yeah, they would. I'd just be put to death.
You'd be killed.
I would be put to death.
Go to the gulag and never be seen again.
Now, like Jason said, one is of a war hero to them, and the other is a fictional fish man. So, I mean, it's probably different rules, I would hope.
Yeah.
But still.
But, yeah. So, watch out.
Careful with statues.
You never know when you go other places in the world. You do something.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the statue. I went and looked up the picture of the statue in the Dominican Republic that they have there.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah. Not of you, but yeah.
Oh, you can imagine, right?
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, it looked like
it's automatic. Like I had a few, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't just go up to giant statues and I had a couple mosquitoes. Yeah, I don't just generally go up to statues and have coitus with them, but you know,
I could see how
the mood took me.
It is a curious pose.
It is a very curious pose. It is very curious pose. Uh-huh.
So. I could see why you would have positioned yourself in that way. Especially after imbibing.
Youth, eh?
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah, don't tickle statues in countries run by dictators, generally.
Yeah.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Spot in the show, each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you wanted to go first.
Yeah. When I was in high school, they had just kind of started to take things away that would like hurt people's feelings if you didn't do it right.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I was like the beginning. Like, it just started kind of things. Okay. Like, did you guys have the rope in gym class?
Yes, we did.
See, they didn't have that because it would have been too embarrassing for people like me.
And me.
All right, so you had to go through it.
Yeah, I hated the rope.
So how about this? This woman just did a rope climb the Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
Wow.
300 to a level. She got 377 feet.
Where'd they hang that rope from?
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, I thought you just mentioned she climbed
this was
the
off
height
of the Eiffel Tower. Uh-huh.
So down the middle then, right?
Looks down the middle,
It would make sense. Otherwise, she'd be banging off the
banging
sides.
Her knees.
Here's the thing. I know there's a technique to it, and obviously there's a... I mean, little people are generally good at climbing stuff, way better than... No one my size has ever won a climbing competition anywhere on any level of anything.
No. Did they have knots in the rope?
Nope.
Just a straight rope.
They
do that. They do that leg grip thing where they wrap their legs around, lock it on the rope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to use it to push yourself up, right?
Yeah. Then you just shimmy up the rope.
No way.
No. Or there's some people that are strong enough upper body and light enough body that they can just use their arms and pull themselves up.
I think I was fine at it as a kid. Now I doubt I could do that very well.
I couldn't. I couldn't get 3 feet up a rope.
Like, could some kids get to the top of the gym?
Oh, my God. Like, spider monkeys.
Yeah, you used to get to the top of the rope. Like,
right. Really?
Yeah, sure.
You're a little guy. Yeah.
When I was a kid, sure. Now, I don't know that I could.
I was never able to, man.
No.
Never. Climbing wasn't my game.
Like, they even started to take, like, when early playgrounds, they had monkey bars, but they even took those away as I got to...
I couldn't do monkey bars either. It was always an even trade-off, though, like... Like when we played tackle football, I would just walk across the field and the other children would bounce off
of
me.
Of course.
Like, you know what I mean? So I trade that for not being able to climb a rope.
And then there was the trade-off the other way. There was health class. So all the kids who could do nothing, as long as they did their work, they got a better mark.
Right. Don't get me started on
that's
marking in gym class.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like, in my elementary school, I remember they had like monkey bars, but it was just like... They weren't part of like a climbing thing, but I understood why they got rid of them because underneath them it was just hard clay and rocks.
Yeah.
And almost daily a kid would try and go across and then they'd swing and they'd fall and crank the back of their head off the ground.
Some of the playgrounds would have them over the concrete. Like
that's essentially what it was.
Pavement.
Yeah. Essentially it was there because there's no grass.
Yeah.
And you guys are fine.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Saw some pretty good.
Yeah. You bad injuries.
Gruesome injuries along the way. But
we'll CTE about it later in life.
Yeah. All right. So so she clutches at a new world record.
Very, very big climber there. Yeah.
Oh, good. Who made that rope for her? That's a
big rope.
That's a big rope. Mm-hmm. That is a big rope. Is it like a boat rope? Don't boats have big long ropes like that?
Yeah, but they're also very thick.
Like, yeah. All right. Well,
anyway.
Guess I'm the only one interested in where the rope came from.
Yeah.
Let's play some tunes. Shay 106. What?
Wait, continue.
What am I doing? We got two stories. Jason, go ahead.
I mean, we can go if you want.
No, I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
McDonald's always coming up with new things. They've debuted scented billboards now. Now, only in the Netherlands.
What?
But they're just blank billboards. It's just like either red or yellow. And I think they have like a tiny little M in the corner. But they've got what appears to be... something producing the scent of like fries and other McDonald's things and it's just
a little spray
to
nozzles inside the billboard.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's just like leaking out.
That's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't think it's a mass producible thing, but if you have like a one here, one there, like in the bigger
metro. When I say billboards, they're like at walking level. Like,
Not
like as if we were walking through the Byward Market or something like that, and they're like next to the Ottawa sign or something. They're not. They're in the Netherlands, but that would be the environment where they would be.
It's weird that
a lot of foot traffic.
McDonald's would be the first to do that. I think it'd be like a perfume company or something that's like more sales are based on scent.
They say first ever scented billboards.
Cool.
And I thought at first they were scratch and sniff, but they're not. You don't have to touch them. You just have to be near them, and it emits an odor.
Scratch and sniff were the best, man. I used to love so I
love scratch and sniff.
That's just that is such a visceral experience to reading a terrible book about some puppies. Just, you don't. Jamie, was there scratching the little book and sniffing?
Like you have stickers?
Like a little stickers. Sniff? Yeah, stickers. Yeah,
you
don't
have the scratch and sniff books either?
I never had a scratch and sniff book. No, we had stickers for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so you read a book, scratch it, and then sniff the book. All the books
I read
always
smell
like that weird puke.
Kid was playing in the grass. It'd be like,
really?
It'd be like a grass smell on one page.
Fancy books.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's something you should not scratch and sniff, though. It's the urinal in any of your bathrooms, public washrooms. But there's a poll they asked people if they use their phones while peeing at the urinals. 30% say they have. Some say it's a regular thing.
I have done it.
Mm.
Not regularly, though.
Yeah. 7% say never. They've never done it.
But, like, you're that to me is an addiction.
Yeah.
You can't wait your 30, 40 seconds max at a urinal and then plus. And then you got to put it back and then you got to wash your hands.
We're all judging folks who do it at the urinal, but if you're sitting, you're on the phone the whole time. Like, I can't do that without a phone anymore.
No, it's tough.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be in my house, and I'm like right beside the bathroom, and I'm like, I gotta go find my phone. Yeah. I can't go in there without my phone.
Don't want to read shampoo bottles?
No. And then I got to find my reading glasses. Like, this whole
production
mission
just to go.
Pretty soon, you're going to have to get, like, an adult diaper.
Because you only gonna make it?
Yeah.
Turn track down.
Eventually.
No,
too many things to do.
I'm just going to go to Costco, buy another 3-pack of reading glasses, and leave two in the bathroom.
There you
that's
go.
Smart.
Yeah, I got them all over the house already. So
it's pretty smart.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of a two-hand job, isn't it?
Pardon?
Excuse me?
Peeing. the whole process of peeing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, undoing your belt. You're gonna, yeah, it's yeah, yeah, I don't know if I could, like...
Gotcha.
Yeah,
you sounded like you
were have to get the phone out after you started. I think that's...
I'd be afraid I'd drop my phone in the urinal the whole time. Well, that's all I'd be thinking.
You're thinking about a two-hand job over there.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
All right, we have an answering machine. You can call 24 hours a day, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. You can leave us a message. We appreciate it. We love it. It's your megaphone for the city, and we play them twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
You guys ever pick up chicken, bring home?
I picked up a bag of chicken yesterday.
Me too.
I'm going to go home and eat it on my chest in bed after this.
Amazing. Well, a lady picked up some chicken.
Okay.
I picked up dinner for the husband and I to bring home from Mary Brown's. I don't know, boys. I don't know how much it's going to make it home. I don't know what to be the husband now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put it in the back seat.
Yeah.
Or the other trick is you order what you're going to get for whoever you're bringing it home for, and you order a little extra to eat.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Just some road food. Those calories don't count. If you eat in your car, it doesn't count,
doesn't
right?
Count. Yeah, just get like some chicken fingers or some tenders, just yeah, something whatever. to get you home. That you're not
extra order of fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so bad driving with food in the car. I'm bad making food. Like, if I'm cooking, constantly opening the fridge and picking things and eating and, like, looking at it. Just the whole time. It's awful. And what else you got, Jim?
Okay. We were talking about those cicadas.
Yeah.
That are coming in droves. Trillions.
It's a double cicada season.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you guys are talking about whatever those bugs are really loud. I don't know if you can hear them right now. I'm out for a walk with my dog.
Those aren't bugs, bud.
Yeah.
Those are spring peepers. They're frogs.
There's frogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers.
They're pretty
cute. That's a lot of peepers.
They're very small.
Really?
Because I found one when I was, last year, I was doing stuff out in the yard, making some things, and there was one on my little workbench, and I didn't know it was a spring peeper at the time, but I investigated, and they're only about the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah, they're little.
But they're so loud, these frogs.
And they yelling at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all trying to yell each other to get...
It's like the house. Shame.
It's like if I was a species of small amphibian trying to... But there was like a million of me trying to attract females.
Yeah.
Or just all out there yelling, man. It's all having a good time.
Look at my voice. Listen to my voice.
Yes. Yeah. When go for the trails and you come up to like a swamp, they're all screaming.
Yeah.
And then as soon as one of them notices that they all straight quiet. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like almost within like a second, they all shut up.
Yeah. So, I heard them around my house last night too. I was actually pretty happy because that's when you know the weather's really turning.
Oh, right?
When
I
you
see.
When you hear the peepers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not when you see peepers those in your
windows. No, that's different.
Oh. That's a different thing.
It's a different spring peeper.
That's not something you should be excited about. Jeepers, I mean, unless creepers. It's your thing and you've arranged it ahead of time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Which it is, some people say.
People do that.
Yeah, hey, that's your thing. Have at it.
But the cicadas aren't here yet.
No.
But, yeah, it's a double brood emergence, they're calling it. So there's two cycles of cicadas, one that's every 13 years and one every 17 years, and they almost never simultaneously arrive, but they are this year. So we're going to have, like, two solar
eclipses. It is tough to simultaneously arrive.
Double cicadas.
It is, Jason.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah.
For both to arrive at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially when one only does it every 17 years.
Yeah.
That
Whoa.
Is tough.
Yeah, that's true.
Tough. That's a tough effort right there, boy. All right.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
On a Bigs and Bar Show.
That's right. $300 and free fuel from CAA and Shell's. What's on the line today? What'd I say? Did I say three?
Yeah, you did.
I read. What is
You might have said 300. I think you might have said 300.
300?
Yeah.
All right.
$500.
500.
Yeah.
In free fuel.
Funny,
300
is funny.
It's 300.
Yeah, it is.
300, bruv.
Yeah. We got 300, bruv. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. All right. So who we got?
Stefan.
Hey, Stefan. How's it going today?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. You're going to have 30 seconds, five questions. You can pass and come back. But your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that's got 5 300 in free fuel from CAA and Shell, okay?
Very good. Let's go.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. In what U.S. city will you find the largest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere?
Salt Lake City.
Who has won the most Masters golf tournaments?
Tiger Woods.
What does CAA stand for?
Canadian Automobile Association.
In what movie does Tom Hanks say, "Houston, we have a problem"?
Pass.
What is cooler to be, a professional bowler or professional darts player?
Darts player.
In what movie does Tom Hanks say, "Houston, we have a problem"?
Apollo.
All right. Let's go over your answers. What is cooler to be, a professional bowler or professional darts player? You said darts. That's correct.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
it's never cool to be a bowler. And now what
Who
movie?
Do you think you are? I am.
Yeah, that's the least cool guy ever with the best quote. Yeah.
It's the greatest clip in the history of all sports.
And now what movie does Tom Hanks say, "Houston, we have a problem"? You said Apollo. Mm. I don't know if we take that. It's Apollo 13.
Apollo 13. It's Apollo 13. You gotta have the full name.
The actual quote was, "Houston, we've had a problem here."
Yeah.
So it's not
they wanted to add some more punch for the movie, which is fair.
Yeah.
What does CAA stand for? You did know it was Canadian Automobile Association. Who has won the most Masters golf tournaments? You said Tiger Woods. It's actually Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear.
Six,
eh? And in what U.S. city will you find the largest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, that's good. Good effort.
Yeah, real close in a couple. I mean, it's.
I don't feel bad for not giving him Apollo 13 because he got another.
Yeah. We don't have to. Yeah, it's all right. But
he answered all of them, and they all made sense, kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't be embarrassed. You shouldn't feel embarrassed.
Oh, I felt good with my round this morning.
Yeah, okay, right on.
All right, great.
Well, thanks, Stefan.
Well, enjoy the day.
Thank you very much, and it was great to play again on the show.
All right.
Take care.
See you, bud. Talk again soon, I guess. I don't
know. Oh, I wanted to see if he was going to answer again.
Damn.
Yeah, we can't give away this free fuel here. We keep trying, but, you know, eventually, I guess, right? It's a guaranteed win.
It is a guarantee. If you get them all right, you're guaranteed to win the $500 in fuel from CAA and Shell.
It's not often the case with this contest.
No, because it's on every slot of the Plinko board.
Yeah. All right, well.
Like, even if the Plinko chip falls off, we will put it back on.
Yes.
It's a guaranteed win.
Guys, coming up in circle time, there's a little simple physical gesture you can do to folks that really helps.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It's not a thumbs up or...
It's not a middle finger?
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
That's, I knew that.
Is it a smoochy kiss?
A pardon?
Is it a smoochy kiss?
What's a smoochy kiss?
Are you asking Chris for a kiss?
No, I'm asking if that's the gesture.
Oh. Why you gotta call it a smoochy kiss? Why can't it just be, smoochy kiss a specific type of kiss?
I guess.
Like a French kiss, but it's a smoochy kiss?
I guess so.
I don't think a French kiss is a smoochy kiss.
No, it's not. No, it's more intimate.
Like,
more lip. I don't know.
But it's not that.
No. Okay. It's not what it is, no. Okay. And I'm not offering that to either of you.
Good.
But this other thing I would do for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Involves a hand.
Oh. Now I'm intrigued.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Gents, I'm going to go first real quick here. Turns out a pat on the back is a good thing.
Why isn't it always a good thing?
But like the physical patting somebody on the back.
Oh, not patting yourself on the back.
No. We're really good at that.
Yeah, we love doing that.
Makes
us feel good. We do it to ourselves.
Sure.
It can actually make a difference, though. So they looked at hundreds of free throw scenarios in women's basketball.
Okay.
To see if after they missed their first one, if their teammates came over and patted them on the back.
If they made the second one?
If they made the second one. And the odds went up significantly.
All right.
Even more when multiple people did it.
So, like when more teammates came over, you felt the love, you felt more confident.
Didn't make much of a difference when they sunk the first shot.
Okay.
Only when they missed the first shot.
Okay.
Then it made a difference if they came over and said, hey.
Well, that's true. I mean, coaching hockey and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, a kid, you know, gives up the puck or something and comes off. You can see he looks dejected.
Sure.
You know, you give him a pat on the back. Sorry, bud. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seems to make a difference.
We are
just being personal,
but only after failure.
Pat on the back, starving in this room.
Oh yeah,
let me tell you.
Oh yeah, not many
people
wonder
like why do you guys pat yourself on the back so much because nobody else does it. So we have to. All right, Jamie, you want to go next?
Yeah, there's a bit of a vigilante going around.
Okay,
doing good work for everyone. So it doesn't actually specify what store this was at, but it was at a like a Loblaws, like a or a superstore,
like
or
a grocery
something like
store.
That. A grocery okay. store, and someone's going around with sticky notes and putting up. This product is blank price at Dollarama. And
oh,
they're
wow.
going around. And so one was for, you know, the big clown popcorn.
Yeah.
It's $4.79 there. And they went, this bag is $3.25 at Dollarama. They're putting sticky notes on all the
great.
Things where you can go and get yeah. cheaper
little,
food.
Yeah, yeah. A little passive aggressive yeah. Vigilante. Yeah. I don't mind that.
At that point, I'm already in that store. I'm not going to go to another store. I'm just going to eat the cost, yeah. probably.
It depends if it's worth it
it's
or
true.
Not.
That's yeah. true.
I've almost completely, we've almost completely de-loblawed our house. Just because of the up prices.
Yeah, I don't too much. I don't often go
not
there.
Do it anymore, man. I'm just not. Like, it was just because it was convenient and it was our, sort of the pattern we do. And like, mm-hmm. it was, and they, I mean, they, it's a nice store, like visually and the produce
sure,
is good
of
and
course.
Stuff. But I just, it's just, it's crazy.
The superstore yeah,
it is
on
right now.
Eagleson.
Yeah.
Now you can go there and if you look around for specific items, like they always have a big loaf of French bread for a buck.
A yeah. buck? Which,
yeah,
it's pretty
cheap.
Good.
In yeah. other like Loblaw stores, it'll be like $3.99.
Yeah. Doing it, man.
So, and that then sometimes chain. They'll get like specials on chicken and stuff like that right on the ends of the meat
oh,
places.
Okay.
But I won't do a full shop there, no.
And I've never been like a boycott because of profit type guy, but I'm out.
Now
I'm out
of
Shoppers too. Mm-hmm. I won't
it's
give
crazy.
That. It's disgusting.
I just don't know how they can. So like we like
it's disgusting. The greed
small
is
town
disgusting.
Feel of a food land. Like we like
for
going
sure.
to food
yeah,
land,
yeah.
right?
Food
in
land
Russell,
price through the ceiling too.
It's crazy. I don't know insane. How the exact same product could be $2, sometimes $3 cheaper at Giant Tiger. 7 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Because they can.
It's crazy. Like,
and
who?
And they're relying on yeah. what you said. Well, I'm already here. I'm
yeah.
going to do this
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, patterns and stuff. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm like, and I'm never, you guys know me. I don't even normally look at prices.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed. Good job.
But that's it. I'm just disgusted.
It's more principle.
Yeah.
It's more principle.
It honestly. Like, yeah. and I'm not a principle guy.
No.
But food companies should not, I'm not saying they should make a profit, but they should be making rapid profits while people are
and then rubbing it in
food.
The face.
Yeah, it's gross. I'm done. Sorry. Anyways, Jason, what do you got?
Well, there's a fellow who's very upset with vehicles in the Ottawa area.
Okay.
There's an apartment building near Clyde and LaPerriere, and this fella has been going around just kicking cars and causing damage. Yeah. Not just one time. So he did it on December 23rd. It's a secure parking area. Damaged over a dozen vehicles. Then he went back on February 10th and then again on March 24th and has damaged over 25 vehicles in those two incidents as well. So almost 40 cars this guy's going around kicking. Now, there is a picture of him, well, the back of him in a side shot at ottawa.citynews.ca. But, like, we saw those pictures of the eclipse earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. This is the grainiest picture, the two pictures that I have ever seen. It looks
like how are you gonna find out who that is?
Yeah, it looks like the back of his jacket might be like a Cobra Kai kind of logo. And in the second picture, he does look like he's giving a crane kick to these cars. No reason given.
Is he just a provocateur? Is that what
I
he
guess.
Is? Like just
a what? Is that a thing? Like a
yeah.
real thing?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just mad at cars, I guess. So if you know who he is,
do
let
you
the
spell-
police know.
Provocateur A-H-O-L-E. Is that how you spell provocateur? Because yeah. that's all I see here.
Yeah. A-hole.
A-hole, Jamie.
Yeah. Oh.
I know it's five letters. It
oh
got,
my God.
Got way over.
You were really trying to figure out what that spelled, weren't you?
I'm like, there's no L. I was looking at provocateur.
You thought I thought completely didn't know how to spell the word.
Well, I don't know how to spell.
That's like a dick move.
Yeah,
you know,
total
you,
dick.
You're
that's
in a secure parking area. You go out and someone's damaged your car.
Brutal.
Just kicking it for no reason.
Yeah, no reason.
Like random well, picking cars and kicking them.
He's got a reason.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure he's yeah, he's no one's the villain in their own tale, right? All right, well. We got ourselves, gents, I don't know if you know, a hot button.
Oh yeah.
We got a new hot button. Came up on the show yesterday, and we're gonna get into it. Coming up.
Hot button.
So, yesterday, we start the show. You probably don't listen if you're listening now. You're probably not listening when we kick off the show at 5:30 in the morning.
Unless, of course, you listen to our podcast,
that's
which
true.
Is available every day where you find podcasts.
Please go download, subscribe, do all that stuff. It's free, all right? And give us a listen when you're working out later, whatever stuff you miss. But we start off the show with something called Chris's Question, where I have a lot of interesting thoughts. And I ask these two fellas some questions sometimes. And yesterday it was what type of bread do you think would be the best to throw at someone?
Like the furthest, which bread you could huck the farthest.
Yeah, what type of bread do you think you could throw the furthest? And we got into it pretty good, and some folks reacted to it enough to make it a hot button. At that early in the morning, too, that means that, you know,
it was a hot button sticky, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely a hot button. So what we've done is we're going to do some scientific testing today after the show and then present it to you guys tomorrow. But we have a bunch of, and don't worry, we're going to eat all the bread we throw. We're going to throw it on the grass. We're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Before people say, you guys are wasting food. Yeah. We're not. We're going to eat it. We don't care about a little dirt on it. It's fine.
Especially this fellow.
Just brush it off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the king of floor eating. Better than Hasselhoff. But listen, so we didn't want to get too specialized with the bread because, you know, it's just kind of standard. Mm-hmm. These are all the standards. So we have dinner rolls. We have scones. Mm-hmm. We have a baguette.
Yeah, I'm encouraged to see the baguette being thrown.
We have some tortillas, maybe like a frisbee.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty
light.
Yeah, you got to get a good spin on that bad boy.
Jamie's got a bagel.
That's the favorite, I think.
And a regular, I'm thinking scone.
Scone, yeah.
At this point. It's just weight, density and weight,
right? Yeah, it could be that.
But
they're triangular, too, so whoever whips it is going to, like, are they going to do it like a rock-skipping style?
I think we have to use the same person.
Same one.
Okay.
So you or Jamie will throw all of them, because my shoulder's junk right now. I'm rebuilding it. So whichever one of you two.
Jamie, I'm
ready to throw.
Probably Jamie. All right, Jamie.
I'm mentally
Jamie's
prepared.
So after the show, we're going to go out into the field, and we got multiple cameras to get all the right angles, and we're going to see which one. I think what?
Someone texted in scone, ciabatta bun. Didn't even.
I saw some ciabatta buns yesterday, but it's like very similar to the scone.
Yeah. That scone's going to fly.
If you're sitting in your car going, this is dumb, why are they doing it?
Of course it's dumb.
Science. First of all, it's not dumb because it's science. Science is the opposite of dumb.
Yep.
Okay? My money's on the baguette.
The baguette.
Really?
If it's thrown properly, you chuck it like a football, it's going to go.
Like a javelin almost?
Yeah. Get a little spiral on that?
Yeah, if you get a good spiral on it and you get it so it doesn't go ass over tea kettle.
That's the trick.
It'll go well, I think.
My slice of Belgian bread probably isn't going to do too well.
Yeah, see, I thought you were going to bring a loaf.
It's dense. Oh, it already comes pre-sliced.
But you brought
a slice of bread. It's Jamie.
You know, like... You could have gone to a store and not just looked in your house, right?
He's not spending money. He hasn't spent a dollar on a show in 13 years.
And I have a bagel here.
He doesn't even argue it because he knows.
Yeah, no,
it's pre-sliced.
He spent a dollar. It's been a single dollar on a show.
Like, I left the show yesterday. Yeah. I went to the grocery store to see what was there. You just went home and decided to bring
I knew I had a bagel.
A slice of bread.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to win.
Anyways, you guys ready to throw some bread later or what? Huh?
Damn right.
That'll unite us again.
Yeah. Jackass.
hot.
Butt.
Hey, good morning, Tim. We're the Biggs and Bar Show. It's time for a round of knife, fork, or spoon.
Yeah.
It's a contest where Jamie will bang either a knife, a fork, or a spoon on his microphone. And you have to get three in a row right to win. The second you get one wrong, bye-bye.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to those phones. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark, you ready?
For sure.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, here we go.
What's that?
That's a spoon.
Yeah, get out of here, Mark.
It's a knife.
Incorrect,
sir.
All right,
Mark. Kick rocks. Hi, good morning.
Mark on that one. Sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
It's Aaron.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Sorry, let me go again.
Spoon.
No, that's
a knife. Sorry, bud.
No, clearly a knife. Does that sound like a foomp? Because it's a ting, a tang, and a foomp.
Yeah.
That was clearly a ting both times. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Here. I'll just go. Okay. What was that?
Spoon.
Oh, that's right.
Correct.
It was. Yeah.
Got one. Right, one. Here's your next one.
What was that?
Sounded like a knife.
Nah,
that was a fork.
Sorry, bud.
All right. Please turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Here's your first one.
Hey.
Hey, you ready?
Oh, all right. No,
hang on.
No,
you don't get
to turn your radio down.
You got to turn your radio down. There is a slight delay.
We're talking to you through the phone.
Yeah. Just talk to us on the phone.
I understand you want to listen to see where we're going and stuff like that, right, but when you hear us talk to you through your phone, you got to turn it down.
Otherwise, it makes it more difficult for you.
Yes.
And us. All right. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, good morning.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Here's your first one. What was that?
I didn't even hear anything
there. Okay. Listen again. Listen again. What was that?
Boom.
Nah. Now it's a fork.
Sorry about the fork. Hey, you're laughing at how ridiculous this is. Yeah. I'm with you. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hello.
Are you ready?
For sure.
Here's your first one. What was that?
It's a fork.
No, no, it's a knife.
It's a knife. Ting.
Yeah. Clear, hey, how's ting. It going?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
I'm doing perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, right on.
Oh, wow.
Flawless.
Not
are you ready?
Single. All right, here we go.
Hey, let's get to it. Here we go.
What was that?
What was that?
One more time, please.
Sorry, what?
He wants to hear
one more time.
Please.
Oh, because he was laughing.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's a spoon.
No, it's a knife.
A knife. In real trouble. Real trouble today. He was going to debate it. No.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Knife, Fork, or Spoon. Are you ready?
For sure.
Here's your first one. What's that?
It's a knife.
No, that was a spoon.
He's got in three times and he's been wrong every time on his first guess.
Ting tang and a foomp.
Give that one up.
Clearly a foomp.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name?
John.
All right, John. Think of the name of the contest here. Here we go.
What was that?
What's that?
Knife?
Yes. Yeah, it was a knife. Yeah.
There you go.
Here's your second one. What was that?
What's that?
Fork?
Yeah.
That's correct. Here's your final one. What do you got?
And a boom.
Yeah. Ah, you got it. You're the winner. Good job, John.
How did he know?
Ah, it's crazy. You got yourself $100 in Lotto.
Yippee.
Yippee, indeed.
65 mil is the jackpot for Lotto that. Max. You take that, eh?
Well, you know what? For win, guys, you can come down to Toronto with me, and we can all yell, show me the money.
Oh.
That's all where right, you pick up the lottery winnings.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Well, you're giving us a mil each if you win, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Worth the trip then.
Yeah. I'll drive with you. I'll spend 5 hours in a car with a stranger for $1 million.
I'll just meet him there.
Yeah.
That's a better idea, actually. Yep. That is, yes.
You go with him. I'll meet him there.
Yeah.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something, a story that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll just go quickly. I want to mention that if you didn't know, Carlton Place won our March Madness of Small Towns.
Correct.
And we're having our big party there on May the 4th. And we're gathering people from the area who would like to participate in it. So there's a link at shay106.com. If you're a business or you do some sort of fun thing, go on and fill out the form there and someone will contact you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a great big party.
We've taken a peek at the back end.
Yeah.
That's
pardon?
Like they've gone in through the sign-up thing. Yeah, that does sound weird.
Behind me on the stairs.
Yeah, sorry. Taking a peek at the back end. And lots of participation.
Throwing stuff on the floor and asking me to pick it up.
Lots of interest.
There has been. There has definitely been lots of interest. All right. Yeah, so go. Come. Party. Let's all have a great time. It's a great reason for the entire region to join. Like, I mean, you don't have to be from Crowd.
No, and maybe you haven't been out that way.
Yeah.
Maybe you're from the East End. Make a day of it.
Exactly. Shay106.com for that. Jamie, you want to do yours or you want me to go?
You go.
Okay. So this story broke yesterday.
Okay.
But there's a company called ViaGuard Acumetrics, and they've been selling...
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. They've been selling paternity tests. Apparently, that they have known were inaccurate.
What?
And did so for years. So Harvey Tenenbaum, they're a Canadian company. That's what making news. So Tenenbaum, he's the owner, told a CBC producer with a hidden camera during a conversation in his office that the prenatal paternity test results in his laboratory produced for about a decade were never that accurate.
A decade?
What?
The hidden camera conversation unfolded in the midst of a month-long CBC News investigation, so they've been on it for a while.
Like the Fifth Estate or whatever it is. What's that?
Sure,
it is?
One of their shows, I'm not sure. But the test, if done correctly, matched DNA from a fetus that was in its mother's blood with the biological father's DNA. And they're saying it has not been accurate.
So there are people who have been raising kids that weren't their own.
Ruining families. Or not their own, also telling people that their kid wasn't theirs when it was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, brutal. So,
that's
offside.
That is sinister.
So the Standards Council of Canada has stripped them of its
accreditation. They should go to jail.
Accreditation, obviously. And federal court records from the laboratory's failed legal bid to reverse the decision show the federal agency was aware of larger issues. So
it's
like,
one thing to make a mistake.
Yeah.
It's another thing to know it's incorrect or possibly incorrect and do nothing. That's criminal.
Oh, it's right up. Like, the family's destroyed. Destroyed. Can you imagine, James?
So,
can you imagine if just for whatever reason you did a paternity test?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would. I mean, there's obviously in question, but
sure.
And your poor wife, you know, was telling you the whole time it's, and then you get the test and it says you're not the father of the child inside your.
Oh, you would lose it.
World crumbled.
Because you're supposed to trust science, right?
You would think you would trust science.
But then I would go to a different company in that
I would verify.
I would get a second opinion on that, I would think. Mm. But those 6 months or whatever, waiting there, I don't know how long it takes to do stuff. Maury seems to get it done very quick.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? And then think of all the... No, it doesn't say whose it is either, right? So if it said it's not yours, it doesn't say who.
No.
So no one's raising kids that... Oh, they might, though. You might be raising a kid that isn't yours.
Of course.
Because it goes both ways. It's wrong both ways, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Madness. So we'll see what plays out with that. Obviously, some massive lawsuits will be in the mix. Not only that, but criminal charges for
there should be
negligence and stuff, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jamie, what do you got?
Nothing. We're going to... I think we got an awesome Dougie line coming up.
Okay.
Something that we have failed somebody.
Somebody or like a lot of people?
Yeah,
or...
We have failed.
All of us have? Yeah. Collective?
Collective.
All
and,
right.
And I don't even mean just us in this room.
Oh, it's usually us.
We as a whole collective of Shay listeners.
All right.
Oh, wow.
We have failed.
Being called out.
We have failed a man.
Okay.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You can reach us 24 hours a day. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. And we encourage you to call us out on things.
Sure.
That we either get right, don't do right, say something that you think is not right, or in this case, forget something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. we have failed someone.
Yes, we did.
Oh. Morning. You know what we forgot last week? I guess all the hype around the eclipse must have eclipsed Fred Noonan's birthday, April 4th. We made a point of never forgetting him. Well, last week we forgot. So I just remembered. Kudos, Fred Noonan, wherever you are, lest we forget.
We should explain who Fred Noonan is.
He's right, though.
But what a shame.
Frederick Joseph Fred Noonan.
Yep.
Disappeared July 2nd, 1937. Declared dead June 20th, 1938.
Mm-hmm.
He was Amelia Earhart's navigator.
Yeah.
Her solo flight.
Yeah,
the thing that everyone claims that she took a solo flight and vanished. But was not solo.
No, she was with Fred Noonan. Then they disappeared somewhere over the Central Pacific Ocean on July 2nd, 1937.
And last year, we made the biggest deal about how this man is forgotten.
Yeah,
we made a big stink.
Fake women's libs story. Hey, I'm not saying women libs fake.
No.
I'm saying
this story.
That this lady, this brave lady, went out alone and vanished. She was not alone.
No, she was brave, but so was Fred Noonan.
So was Fred Noonan. And we forgot him. After yelling at the world for forgetting him.
Yeah.
He did everything.
The hypocrisy is heavy.
Well, it was the eclipse.
Yeah, I messed with our brains. That is wild. We can never forget this man. Now you guys forgot him.
For the first year after, we yelled at everybody for forgetting him. We forgot him.
Yeah.
But so did all of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except the caller.
And he didn't even remember for a week. Yeah. Until a week after.
Yeah. We all forgot on that day.
We are sorry, Fred Noonan. We failed you again. As a society and as a show, we apologize. We will never forget you again, Fred Noonan. When's his birthday?
Don't promise.
April 4th.
April 4th.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on my phone for next year.
I tried to look. Now. I'm like, well, maybe that was a weekend or something. No, it was like a Thursday.
Yeah, but the next day was... Oh, no. Next day wasn't Easter.
No.
Next day was not Good Friday.
No, it was just Friday, April 5th. Guys, that's all it was.
April 4th. It's a Friday next year.
Oh, okay.
Putting it in right now. Set a reminder.
Fred
plus
Noonan Day.
Fred Noonan.
Yeah. Sorry, Freddie.
Fred Noonan Day. Alarm. What time? 5 o'clock? Five-ish?
Yeah, set it for when we're all here. All right. Don't set it for 5 o'clock because we may not all be here. Okay. And then if it just goes to you, you'll forget to tell us and we'll forget again.
Done. Saved.
All right.
We're not gonna forget next year, Fred. Unless I get a new phone between now and then.
It should transfer over.
Oh yeah, my god!
It should.
What a disgrace! What a disgrace!
I can't believe it. Actually, no, I can believe it. No, yeah. That sounds ridiculous.
It's really something we would do, and did.
We went on and on.
Are you saying we go on and on about things?
Well, sometimes.
But like, we were riled.
Yeah, we were because we had all discovered we didn't know this man existed. Yeah.
We were like, wait a second, she was a solo flight.
Yeah.
What?
No.
She was with a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who no one talks about?
Ever. Never gives him credit. He's never mentioned ever. I'm sure like the museum, there's like a small picture of him somewhere.
Yeah.
But like never in public discourse, never in news coverage when they talk about her, never ever is Fred Noonan mentioned.
Not even to say he wasn't like the best navigator because like they did go missing.
Well, yes, it's probably his fault, but it doesn't matter. He's still missing. And he still mattered to somebody.
Yeah.
There's probably little Noonans running around and dad never came home and no one speaks of it. And we made a point
of speaking about it.
And then forgot the first year after.
So thanks for calling and reminding us.
Yeah.
You know, everyone needs to check themselves from time to time.
We do. We appreciate it. And we are sorry to everyone, especially Fred and his
family.
Descendants.
We never knew him.
Yeah. We never got to know him. What a great guy he was. Well, we got to do better, boys.
Yep.
We got to do better.
Let's go throw some bread.
Yeah, that'll fix it. We're going to go check bread, see which kind of bread is the best to throw. That's the kind of show you got here. Keep you updated on historical facts. And we also whip bread. Because, multifaceted. Well diverse.
Multi-grained show.
Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify every day. Please go subscribe. Biggs and Barr Show. Do us the favor. Swing by shape106.com and let us know if you want to come party with us on May 4th. Not like if you're just a person coming out to party. You can just show up. But if you're a business that wants to contribute or an entertainer or something, we'd love to have you involved.
Yeah, attendees, like just there for the day.
You don't
have to tell us you're coming. You can just show up, yeah.
And enjoy the rain today. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.